Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose that God has given me and told me who I am. I am a customer service agent for Jesus, and what I do is service the souls. You say, how do I service the souls? By encouraging each other, one another. I'm encouraged, so I encourage you into the things that God has given me to do. So that's what I do. Even with this broadcast, it's about encouraging somebody. If only one person gets that encouragement, I have done what God has given me to do. I'm a motivational encourager. And if you need someone to come to your event and encourage the people where you are, well, just contact me, because I love my job. I love what God has given me to do. How about you? Are you enjoying your journey? You know, I saw a picture the other day of Michelle Obama had taken the picture, and it looked like Jesus in the midair, like he in the clouds in the midair. And you know, the scripture says that when he's coming back, that's exactly what he's going to, we're going to be caught up with him. So it reminds me that we need to get ready and stay ready, because we don't know the hour or the time that the Lord is coming back. But what we do know as believers is that he is coming back, and that we want to be ready. So it's time to be ready, doing the things that God has given us to do, and be ready, because the judgment is coming. What have you done with what God has given you? What have you done with it? Were you like the one that had the one talent and you took it and you hid it? Or are you being about the Lord's business with the things God has given you, and you're doing things, you're creating more things to do? And so that's what God wants us to do. Even if it's just the one, be faithful with the one. Don't take it and bury it, but make more, or do your very best at that that God has given you to do. But you know what he said about that one that buried it? And he took it and he said, good for nothing, that's what he said, servant, since you knew how I was, and then you going to take it and bury it? Well, I cast you out. Now, we don't want to be, this is too late in the game to be cast out or be out into, to be not to have God in our corner and on our side. So we want to be about the Father's business. And so that's what it's all about. So I am a practicing believer, because, you know, he said practice makes perfect. I'm not sure who said that, but that's a saying that practice makes perfect. And it does. The more you practice a thing, the better you will get at it. And the more you practice living God's word, the more you will do it, and the better you will become at living this life rather than just talking this life. You know, we have many people, and that's exactly what they do. They talk it, but live none of it. None of it. The children can repeat the word. We teach them to practice the scriptures and to repeat them, recite them. We teach them that. But when it comes to living, we have to be a doer. Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. So I am a practicing believer who practice living the word of God. I want God to be pleased with me. And so that's what I'm striving to do, to live this word. I practice the God habit. That's the habit that I have. I have the God habit. I want to do it his way. I want to be found when he comes, living his word, doing what he say. So I practice the God habit, and I magnify God for that on today. So today, and I thank God, that you're here with me on today as we go into part three of Don't Waste Your Wilderness Experience. Don't waste it. It is valuable. It is like gold, your experience. Your wilderness experience is valuable. So don't waste it. And so that's what we're talking about all this month. Don't waste your wilderness experience. Lots of people have gone into the wilderness and didn't come out the way that it was expected for them to come out. The children of Israel, they went into the wilderness expecting something totally different. And, well, to their surprise, they got something different. So we don't want to waste. We don't want to waste the training, the testing of the Lord in the wilderness. We don't want to waste that. So I am so glad, I'm excited that you're here with me today, and that we are going to talk about this on today. Now, if you would like to call in and join me and talk about this with me, you can call me at 347-850-8928. And you can be my very special guest, my host on today, my assistant on today. So call in if you would like. Again, 347-850-8928. And let's talk about it. If you have some ideas, you have experienced the wilderness, if you've gone through there, and if you went all the way through, or did you just start out and you stopped in the wilderness, stopped? Well, you know, the years ago, when you didn't pass a class, you had to repeat it. Have you ever had to repeat something that the Lord had given you and you backed out, or you just got in there and then couldn't see how you could go through it, and it looks like it's back again for you to repeat it? Well, we don't have to do that. We don't have to repeat a wilderness experience if we go through. So if you have one, call me at that number and let's talk about it. Okay? All right. So let's get into this lesson on today. Part three, don't waste your wilderness experience. I have gone through other wilderness experiences. I'm going through one now. And I don't want to waste a minute of it because I know how good God is and that he don't just take us through things just to do that. He's a loving God, and he's worthy of the praise even while we're going through the wilderness. So come go with me, and let's have a word of prayer, and then we will come back, and we will talk about don't waste your wilderness experience. All right? Come with me. Come with me. Whatever it is that you're going through, and you need some agreement, well, come on, and I want to agree with you. I want to touch and agree with you for God to give you insight into what you are going through and how to come out of it. God, he said that there are mysteries that only he has, and he shared with his son, and he wants to share it with us. And so it's a learning. So come on in, bring your minds in, and let's go to the throne of grace and talk to God about it on today. Most gracious Father, on today, we come thanking you, magnifying you, giving you all of the glory and all of the praises, God. For you are so worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises, and we give them to you on today. We come asking that you would forgive us if we have displeased you in any way, God. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you that we're so blessed. We are so blessed of you on today, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you for your angels, oh God, that you've encamped around us. We thank you for your favor that's in our lives, your favor that goes out before us every day, making crooked ways straight, Lord. We thank you for that. You say, he that dwelleth, and oh God, we are dwelling in you, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, and we are abiding under the shadows of the Almighty, and we can say of the Lord that you, God, that you are refuge, our fortress, our God. In you will we trust. And we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that opportunity, God, that we have, Lord Jesus, to get to know you better in the wilderness, God. We get to appreciate you, God. And we get to know how much experience, how much, God, you love us individually, God. And we thank you for that, God. We're so grateful to you, Lord. Thank you for our families, oh God. Thank you for your anointing on today, God, in the name of Jesus, as we go through your word, Lord, in your name today, God. Thank you for it, Lord. We magnify you for it right now, God. Would you look on our leaders everywhere, in our country, in our nation, oh God, in our state, God, in our city, and in our towns, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our counties. Oh God, only you, God, have the answer, God, to what we are going through, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you our situations, I touch and agree with my sister and my brothers, God, that are going through, God, in the name of Jesus, that you give them the answer, Lord, as they pray, as they call on you, God, as they magnify you, Lord, that you will give them the out, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it now, God. Father, I remember, Lord, how that you would give me the end of a situation, even before I went into it, God. In the name of Jesus, I remember that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, ask that you would give my sisters and my brothers, in the name of Jesus, give them how, God? Give them to rest in you, God. For in your rest, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, it's great peace, God. And you will bring them out. Look on the sick everywhere, God. Look on them everywhere, God. Would you send your anointing to heal, God, your anointing to deliver, your anointing to set free, God. Whatever they're going through, God, whatever they've encountered, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I know that you are a deliverer, God. Deliver them today, God, in the name of Jesus, as only you can, God. You said your word is medicine, God. Our medicine, because you're our doctor, God. You're our healer. You're our deliverer, God. And we stand on your mighty word today, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to encourage, oh God, everywhere today, God, your people, the saints of God, encourage their hearts, oh God, while it's yet cold today, God, and we thank you for it right now. Continue to look on and bless my pastor, God, in the name of Jesus, as we come up to this Saturday for his installation service, oh God. Bless him the more, God, in the name of Jesus, his vision that he has for your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you and we magnify you for it on today. Continue to bless the elders, the pastors, the missionaries, the saints of God, everywhere on today, God. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for that direction today, God. And we thank you for helping us to not waste our wilderness experience. In Jesus' name, we pray on today, and we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. We thank God for prayer on today, for prayer. For prayer is always in order. Scripture said man ought to always pray and never faint, and it's no time for fainting. But it is time for prayer. It's time that we pray and talk to the Lord. Talk to him. Amen. That he bring us out. That he bring us through whatever it is that he has allowed in our lives. And then some of the things we brought on ourselves. Oh, but that shows the goodness of God. That he will forgive us and bring us out. Bring us out. So we praise God for prayer on today. And every morning at 7:15, from 7:15 to 7:30, we are praying. And if you would like to join us on the prayer line, you can do just that. I will put that information out there under the broadcast. So you can join us from 7:15 to 7:30 if you would like. Now, if you have a testimony and you would like to share it on today, we are live and in living color for the next 9 minutes. And you can do just that. You can call in at 347 850-8928. And you can share that testimony with us. Now, if you wanting someone to come, a motivational encourager, and that's who I am, to come to your event and encourage the people where you are, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Or if you would like to send in a prayer request and request that we pray for you, you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com and you can leave that request there. You can also check out my books. Check me out. Check out the broadcast. And all of the broadcast messages are archived on my website. So if you missed it today, you can go in and listen to it. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor about the broadcast. Today is Wednesday, and it's Recover All Wednesday. And we want to recover all of our experiences, all of our experiences, our wilderness experiences. We want to look back, and if we didn't realize that that's what it was, well, we want to recapture what the Lord was trying to get us to come to, and he will do just that. So check it out. Check out Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry on today. All right, part three of Don't Waste Your Wilderness Experience. I don't want to waste a minute of my life. I want to enjoy every bit of it. I don't ever want to say that I wished I had. I want to say I did, I tried, but never to say I regret that I didn't do this or that. Whatever God has put in your heart to do, step out. Step out on it. Don't waste your wilderness experience. Yes, I am having one. I'm having a wilderness experience, but I'm not wasting it. I am yet praising God in the midst of what's going on in my life. Life is a learning experience, and how we receive it will determine our outcome. Have you ever thought about that? The way that you receive something, the way that you go through it, is going to determine your outcome. Will you be joyous and happy through that experience that you just went through, or are you broken, sad? Which one are you? When the Israelites left Egypt, where they were enslaved and entered the wilderness, God was with them for all 40 years. And I heard the scripture in our prayer this morning was talking about the wilderness experience and how that they went through they were led by the pillar of fire and about the cloud, and how that for those 40 years they did not go hungry, because God provided food, he provided manna for them, nor did their clothes wear out. Can you believe that? They did not wear out. Their shoes didn't wear out. 40 years, they wandered in the wilderness. An 11-day trip. My, an 11-day trip turned into 40 years. Are you wondering because you're not allowing God to direct you in your wilderness? Get your hope to the Lord and allow him to lead you through the wilderness. Allow God. But they entered the wilderness. God was with them for 40 years. The wilderness was not what they thought it was going to be. It was a barren wilderness with no food or water. They had to wait on God to rain down manna before they could eat. They had to wait on God. Have you ever had to wait on somebody? How did you feel? We have to wait on God. Said he may not come when we want him, but he's always on time. Have you found that to be? That God, he's never late. He's never early. But he's right on time. With whatever that need is right on time. So while we're going through our wilderness, let's learn to enjoy where we are. Let's learn to receive it and go through with God, talking to him. They had to wait on God to rain down manna before they could eat. And they had to wait on God to provide them with water. And God didn't function as well. He didn't do it like they wanted or like they thought that it should have been done. But he did it on his schedule. I think that's why it's so important that we learn some patience. It says to the virtues, add those virtues to patience, add, because, and that's why it's good to take one day at a time and live one day at a time. Because if you try to live it too far in advance, you'll end up disappointed. You'll end up disappointed. So one day at a time. So they had to trust God. They had to lean on him. They had to depend on him for their food and for their water. Because of the Exodus and the parting of the Red Sea, the Israelites thought that since they were God's chosen people, don't we think that sometimes? Because we're God's chosen people, that we don't have to go through nothing. They assumed God was predictable, and that he would even exceed their expectations. But that was not the case. So the wilderness was a complete shock to them. Is it a complete shock to you as a child of God that we have to go through the wilderness? Is that a shock? How can God do this to us? That's what they said. What we expected. Is God all of what you expected? We don't want this God. That's what they said. They wanted to go back to him. We are also inclined to think that God is mad at us or has forgotten us. In the wilderness, we learn to trust God and to believe in his goodness and mercy. Despite what we have to learn to trust God is still good. That God is for us and not against us in the midst of our life situations. The wilderness focuses us to let go of our control in the dark night of faith. We let God lead us in the journey to the promised land. The experience of the wilderness opens us up to a deeper and more profound faith in God and his goodness, even as we wander through. Hosea 2:14-20. It is in the wilderness of life that God betroths himself to us in such a deep intimacy, an intimacy that doesn't spring from factual knowledge of God, but an intimacy that comes from using him, trusting him in the midst of a desolate wilderness. Psalms 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. So we have to trust God while we're in our while we're going through. Stop. Take the time, one day at a time, and trust God. Well, till the next time, This is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, Mrs. Fabulous, saying, have a fabulous day. Bye-bye now.